Oh, that'll pick cotton falling,
Yeah. And what would they ever give you an honorary military title of some sort? You know, they might say any sort of name, you know.
No.
Would they ever say, you know, give somebody a name if they'd been in the army or something like that? As if they had when they really hadn't.
Oh, no. I never heard of that.
They ever call anybody captain or?
Now, there used to be some old niggers here that my uncle down here was brother. That's just a nickname they called him. The Cap, they'd call him Cap, you know, just nickname.
Yeah.
They used to say Mr. Dewey, they'd call him Cap.
Now, something higher than a captain would be a...
He'd be the master, I mean. That's back there. Now, you're going way back in slavery time, I guess. They called them masters when they had slaves. You know, they told me they had slaves. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Well, that old fellow who invented Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was, what's his name?
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah, right. Colonel.
Yeah.
And then hiring a colonel would be a...
He'd be a major, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, the old Pershing was a... In World War One.
A gentleman?
Hmm?
General Pershing?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Now, we were talking about names that folks would have for each other. Would folks have a name for people maybe who were had lived out in the country all their life and never got a chance to get much into town? You ever know folks like that? You know, a man who might live out in the country, never get into town much. He'd come into town once a year, maybe, and folks would look at him and say, he sure is a what?
I don't know. I never heard them expressions.
Yeah. So he doesn't know much about city ways. He's just a...
Well, some of them say he's just an old country jake or something.
Country
like
jake. You ever heard the word Hoosier? Hoosier?
No, all the Hoosiers I've heard of up there in Indiana, they call them Hoosiers.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, what do they call the woods out here? Got any names for the, y'all got any swamps or woods or any, you know, places?
Well, they call it, now that game and fish has got a, what they call, most game and fish refuge, but they call it the scatters of Wolf City.
Mm-hmm. The what?
Scatters. You see, these boughs all go out and they just spread out in one area there.
I see.
And they call that the scatters.
Anybody live out in the scatters?
No. They just live around there. That's where all the ducks and things go into,
yeah.
Down in the scatters. You hear people talk about going to the scatters hunting?
Yeah.
Well, that's where they're going. That's in the duck area down there.
You know what a brake is?
Yeah.
What's
a cypress brake? It's surrounded with water.
I see.
Got cypress trees in it.
What, now, anybody who lived way back in a place like that never come out?
Well, some of them lives back there, but they come out now all the time. You can see them any time. They used to go back in there and maybe you wouldn't see one of them for a month.
Yeah.
But now they...
Those sort of folks now, they might be so poor they can't even... then they'll, you know, didn't have a chance to give
it. Oh, that's right. Back in them days, they didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, in 1930, I was so glad to get a hold of nickel that almost shout. We didn't have nothing.
Money was
scarce.
Yeah. And you couldn't get any from banks. You couldn't.
They couldn't borrow none. They didn't have any. Broke.
Yeah.
You done well to go down at the store in the much and let you have a little something to eat.